A shocking tale of neglect, unkind, uncaring, inhumane and abusive. This week's interim report from the Royal Commission into Aged Care Quality and Safety was damning, and according to ABC reporter Anne Connolly, there are major challenges ahead. She's been covering the Royal Commission closely and we spoke earlier.
I was quite shocked and pleased by the language that they've used. They've talked about it as a cruel and discriminatory system that, you know, the list of things that are wrong are shameful for a 21st century Australia. They've pulled no punches here because they have looked at it forensically, every aspect of the aged care system, and they've only halfway through it, but they've already identified these issues that need to be addressed immediately, and I think it's really encouraging.
So there are a lot of concerns here, and of course, as you say, the Royal Commission isn't over. Is there anything that stands out for you at the moment, though, in terms of the key issues that need to be addressed?
In particular, the home care waiting list, which seems to be possibly an easier fix, although of course complicated. There's 120,000 people on that waiting list, waiting for a level 3 or 4 package, complicated by the fact people don't want to go into residential aged care any longer because of the Royal Commission and because of the stories coming out of it. The problem for the government is even if they have that money to fund those positions, they need to have providers who can provide the care. And at this point, it's questionable whether they do, and there's also questions around the sorts of people, providers, who are putting their hands up for those subsidies and whether they're actually doing it for the right reasons.
Given the key issues that the interim reports addressed, what do you think are the main challenges ahead for the government at this stage?
They are massive challenges ahead. They're talking about reforming the entire system and the entire sector. The regulatory system is failing, even though the government just introduced a new commission in January this year, which they said was the tough new cop on the beat. Obviously, it was clear that it was just another version of what had already been before. They were talking about the accreditation reports, which the public can read to find out every 3 years they go in to investigate a home and inspect it, that they would get a report. It's the best indication of what you might expect there. They found that they were computer-generated comments. So this is just standard. There's no transparency. So it is going to be a massive job. And also I think what's going to have to happen is instead of the government listening to industry, who has always led reform, they need to listen to real consumers and not the consumer advocacy groups who've actually been funded by the government and have actually been very silent. They've never come up with any of these problems, which are so widespread and identified by the Royal Commission. So a huge task ahead.
And of course, the Royal Commission is far from over. Can you give us a sense of what's next for that inquiry? Where to from here?
So the biggest issue that they will need to consider is the workforce. They just finished hearings in Melbourne on that, so it wasn't part of this report. But that is key. It's about the numbers and it's about the training of the staff in aged care and residential aged care and in home care, of course. So and that also goes to the chemical restraint issue, because if you've got enough staff and they're trained properly, you don't need to give antipsychotics and sedatives to people to keep them quiet. So they need to come up with, and I believe they're doing an amazing job so far, looking at different models of care and so forth in the US, looking at a star rating system, having transparency for consumers. I mean, I think the positive thing is that there will be change regardless of, you know, if it all happens, if all the recommendations happen. There's no way that the government can ignore these reports and what's been uncovered.
ABC reporter Anne Connolly.